Now, live from the Voice of America's global headquarters in Washington, this is VOA World News at this hour. Emmanuel Macron will be the new president of France on Sunday. Voters roundly rejected the anti-EU, anti-immigrant policies of the National Front candidate Marine Le Pen. At 39, Macron will become the country's youngest president ever. During the campaign, Le Pen got a lot of attention from people around the world when she promised to stop the flow of Muslim immigration to France if she were elected. She also called for the expulsion of Islamists from France and the closure of mosques whose imams preach extremism. The leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan has been killed in a joint raid in eastern Nangarhar province. Local and American military officials confirmed the death Sunday. The U.S. military released a statement that said dozens of Afghan and American special forces killed Sheikh Abdul Hasib on April 27th, along with his 35 fighters. It happened in the combined operation against an ISIS cave and tunnel complex in the Achin district. Two American soldiers died in the three-hour-long attack. North Korea has detained another American citizen. It said Kim Hak-song committed hostile acts. Kim was detained Saturday. He's now the fourth American citizen in North Korean custody. Last month, the North detained Kim Sang-duk, who taught at the same university in Pyongyang as Kim Hak-song. North Korea has in the past detained American citizens to use as bargaining chips in its negotiations with Washington. You're listening to World News from the Voice of America. 82 Chibok schoolgirls freed by Boko Haram extremists have been reunited with their families, and they met with President Muhammadu Buhari. He told them no human being should go through this kind of ordeal. He promised that his office will personally supervise those entrusted with your welfare. The girls were released Saturday. They were among the 276 girls kidnapped in 2014 from a government-run secondary school in the town of Chibok, near Nigeria's borders with Chad and Niger. Officials said the girls were released in exchange for five Boko Haram commanders who were being held. Last month, Nigeria's defense minister told VOA's Hausa service that it might take years to find all of the Chibok girls. He spoke as families marked the third anniversary of the girls' disappearance. Two people were killed and six wounded when militants attacked a base in northern Iraq near Kirkuk on Sunday. American military advisors are stationed at the base, but it is not clear if any Americans are among the dead and wounded. Iraqi forces, backed by a U.S.-led coalition, are fighting to dislodge the Islamic State terrorist group from Mosul, 140 kilometers northwest of Kirkuk. More than 50,000 people in the northwestern German city of Hanover have been asked to leave their homes as a bomb squad defuses at least five World War II-era bombs. Two bombs were found at a construction site, three more nearby. There is heavy fighting underway in northern Afghanistan, where the Taliban insurgency has overrun several districts since launching its yearly spring offensive more than a week ago. The battlefield advances have again brought insurgents close enough to threaten Kunduz, the strategically important city which the Taliban briefly captured in 2015. The fighting has blocked the main highway linking Kunduz to both the Khan Abad district and Takhar province. Afghan security officials say army operations to reopen the highway are underway, and dozens of Taliban fighters have been killed. And the medical charity Doctors Without Borders is warning of a growing cholera epidemic in Yemen. Sunday, the group said 2 years into the war, the healthcare system has collapsed, hospitals are destroyed, and government employees' salaries have not been paid. The group's doctors have treated more than 570 suspected cholera cases in the last 3 weeks. There's more on these and other stories at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.